Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
As it is Ask the Pharmacist week this week, I thought I would ask our resident pharmacist to give me the lowdown on what's happening within the community pharmacy world.
Yes, thank you. The theme this year is Now at Your Local Pharmacy. Now, it's highlighting the services you can get from your pharmacy and how things have changed over the last few years. In the UK, around 1.8 million people visit a pharmacy every day, and 96% of the population, they can get to their local pharmacy within 20 minutes. So accessibility is a huge help for patients.
And Elizabeth, pharmacists do undergo a lot of training, don't they?
Yes, we're all graduates. The current course is a four-year Master of Pharmacy, and that's followed by what we now call a foundation year. And that's under the auspices of an experienced pharmacist tutor. Now, thereafter, of course, we must keep up to date. We undergo continuing professional development. And now we have revalidation, which we never used to have years back. Revalidation, a bit like GPs, at the end of every year.
So what about the rest of the staff then?
Well, every member of staff has to have at least a minimum training. The staff selling medicines that you see in the front counter, they've got to have gone through or are undertaking a medicine counter assistant course. Now, that's so that they can sell medicines safely. The staff in the dispensary, they are all trained in dispensing. And there's a career path now to follow. For example, after becoming a dispenser, they can become a registered technician. Therefore, they can do a lot more, or something called an ACT. That's an accuracy checking technician. Now, these individuals are allowed to check repeat prescriptions made up by a dispenser. And what happens in those pharmacies is that the pharmacist does what's called a clinical check, and then the dispensing is left to the dispensers, and the checker, the accuracy checking technician, then checks. And in fact, they can then, or members of staff can then hand out the medicine without involving the pharmacist, as long as the pharmacist is on the premises.
Elizabeth, what about the services that are available in the pharmacy? As I suspect, you probably offer more than we all might think.
Well, there are variations, of course, Toby, right across the UK. But every pharmacy can offer advice on minor ailments. It's called Pharmacy First in Scotland. All pharmacists, of course, can give advice on prescription medicines. Some pharmacies can give vaccinations or collection delivery of prescriptions, depending where you are. I think it's important, as more and more people are coming to Pharmacies First, that we can offer a space, for example, for a private conversation, if you would like that. And please ask the pharmacist about that if you would like to do that. Again, depending where you are in the UK, pharmacists may be able to give medication, for example, shingles, urinary tract infections, treatment for infected insect bites. In other words, we can do a lot to reduce the GP workload. There are also independent prescribers in some pharmacies. Now, they can prescribe much more, and eventually all our graduates will be able to prescribe in the years to come. Now, that will mean that each pharmacy in the UK, eventually, they'll all be able to offer that independent prescribing service. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
And finally, Elizabeth, do you think things have changed quite a lot since the COVID pandemic?
Definitely. We are dealing with lots more queries. I think you need to think back to the lockdown. And really, it was pharmacies, community pharmacies, that were basically the only healthcare professional easily accessible during that period. And it was very, very stressful for us. But what happened was that people became used to coming to the pharmacy first. But I think it's also important that we all liaise with the other professionals, the GPs, the community nurses. What we need to have is a healthcare team that really works together in the best interests of the patients. That's really the message we want to get out there. Of course, use your pharmacy first, but we are part of a team, and hopefully the other health professionals think that as well.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
Well, it's all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk, but I have found that maybe they're not getting through. I don't know. There seems to be a problem with email. So I'm going to give you another email, Toby, if that's all right.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.r@newlifehealthcare.co.uk. Thank you.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
I really enjoy our chats, Toby.